Yo, all right. We'll talk about this real quick. Let me turn this fan off. All right. I just kind of sitting here want to talk about this because I feel like it's interesting of a topic. Basically, if you a foreigner, right? Like when a foreigner comes over to America, right? I like to believe that they don't come here wanting to be racist to black people, right? Now, they might have a reason to be racist towards like white people, you know, before they even get here, but that's not the problem. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about black people, right? Because I'm black and I'll be thinking about, you know, black topics. So one of the interesting things is like that I see the dichotomy between how black people and Asian people, how they interact with each other. I find it interesting because one of the sentiments that I see a good bit is that black people think that Asian people are taking advantage or they're taking over the black market or whatever you want to call it, right? And like, say for instance, I guess a good example is like, you know, when you're, you know, in a neighborhood, a black, predominantly black neighborhood, right? You go down to the strip mall or whatever, and you see a hair salon place, right? 9 times out of 10, it's going to be Asian people running that. It's a hair salon or that hair store or stuff like that. You know what I mean? But it's geared towards black people because that's the predominant. That's the predominant. What's the word? That's the predominant type of people in the area. I can't think of the name, but demographic. That is. That's the predominant demographic in the area. I'm a little tired because I just got done working out. yeah, and I find it interesting because people, a lot of, I guess, black people like to say that the Asian people are, you know, taking advantage of black people and stuff like that. And my take on it is that it's not that they're taking advantage. It's just that they see an opportunity and they took the opportunity. The difference is that Asian people, their culture, I don't know if they're all like this, but I know like the ones that I've seen and I've come into contact with, most of them have a culture that is very work ethic based. They are very into working hard and keeping everything around them stable, if that makes sense. Like, it should make sense. They like to keep things stable. They like to keep things working and keep things running. Okay, that's why they survive for so long. That's why they work hard. That's why they have that's why their family dynamics is the way it is. That's just their culture, right? So when they come to America and they see an opportunity and they want to make money so they can not starve, they see opportunity and they take it, right? Right? Like they do whatever they need to do. They're not ashamed, right? They're not ashamed to do something they need to do. And you don't see that from a lot of other cultures, which is interesting. You know, you don't see it from a lot of the cultures. The Asian culture is the main one that I see where you can see a 40 year old man going to community college because he needs to get a degree or needs to get a certificate or whatever, because that, you know, that's what he has to do, right? Because he came over from another country and he needs to get his thing so he can start his business and stuff. Like that's they come to America with a goal in mind. And I feel like because us as black people, we are so used to people taking advantage of us, we don't see the other side of it where it's not that they're taking advantage of us, the Asian people, is that they see an opportunity, like I said, and they take it. So if you don't want them, if we don't want them doing that, right? If you don't want them taking advantage of our culture or whatever you want to call it, you know, selling us our own products back to us type stuff, then we need to step up and create competition for them. Like that's the only way we can do that is we need to have the same or better work ethic than they do. And I hate to say it, but as Black Americans, we have shit work ethic, absolute dog shit work ethic, probably the worst in all the cultures, like the worst. Like genuinely, I think we have one of the worst work ethic culture, like ever. Like it's actually it's bad, it's bad, and it's because and it's a problem because it's like that to the point where if a person, if another black person that is part of that is a black person, right? And they just naturally have just that work ethic, right? And they're willing to go through the hard work to make themselves be known, right? Differently than how other famous black people are known, right? For example, I guess Logic is a good example where like he worked his ass off. He got there. He got popular and stuff. And he's very positive. You know, he's a very, you know, happy-go-lucky guy. Even though he's been through a lot of shit in his life, but he chooses to be like that because, you know, he wants people to you know, he wants to inspire people, and that's what it is, right? But when you go on Twitter, other black people will continuously put this nigga down. Yeah, I said it. Put this nigga down. I don't know why I said it like that, but they put him down and shit on him for and call him corny and this and that, and it's just black people, and from what I've seen, Mexicans as well, Hispanic people, we have a bad problem with bringing each other down, and we find pleasure in that. That is a problem. That is a genuine problem that needs to be fixed. Okay. I don't know how to fix it fully. All I know is that I can work on the people around me, and that's all that I can do. The people that I come into contact with, that's all I can do. It's up to us as a community, as black people in America, black Americans, to take the initiative as a collective to start helping each other. You know, that's the only way we're going to get out of this issue, get out of this rat race, right? Is to help each other, right? And you have to literally force the opposition to change their tactics, right? And it's like it's just through fucking competition. That's it. Just competition, right? The rules are the rules. Stick by the rules. Do what you need to do by the rules. Get your ass up there. Work your hardest. Work your ass off. And people will see it. Thanks to the internet, you don't have to worry about people, you know, like people in these corporate hierarchies to shoot you down, you know, and be like, you know, and say no to whatever you're trying to do. You ain't gotta worry about that anymore. The internet is here, and the internet is probably more than likely here to stay, okay? Unless that whole Gonzalez versus Google thing goes through, and then well, GGs, I guess. But it might be good for us, not gonna lie. I know it's crazy to say that, but like, as a species, maybe we don't need the internet. Maybe we should just, go back to before the internet, pre-internet. Like maybe, but at the same time, maybe not, because the internet has brought positives, a lot of positives, and it brought a lot of negatives. A lot of positives and a lot of negatives. Because it is a tool. The internet is a tool and always will be a tool, right? That's what the internet is, a tool. It is a something to use. Just like if you make a hammer, right? The hammer has a lot of positives to it because you can build stuff with it, and a lot of negatives because you can kill somebody with it, right? So like you need, like it just depends on the wielder of said hammer. Same thing with the internet. Depends on who is using the internet. And it basically all the internet did was just expose the truth. That is all. That's why I love the internet too. I know it's off topic, but I'm just talking at this point. That's why I love the internet, because the internet is a place where no matter what, the truth is always there and always will be there, right? Because if you think about it, the fact that anything, like you can be like, oh my God, humans, this and that and this, and you're like, oh my God, like you can complain about whatever, you can complain about the lolly lovers, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, these are human beings who live and breathe among us, right? All the internet did was just expose that fact. They've always like I don't think people understand this about the internet, is that the people that you think are the worst of the worst, they've always been around. They always have been around. The only thing about the internet is that they've been exposed to the greater world. Instead of being exposed to their local town or whatever, they're exposed to the world, right? And Jack, it doesn't change the fact that these are humans. This is human stuff. These are human traits that humans are exhibiting online. Human traits, mind you, right? This is we're entering a level, we're entering a new part of our brain that we never had to use before. I hope you guys understand that. I know I'm just rambling, but just hear me out, okay? Let me cook. Let me cook. Just let me cook. I promise you. I sound dumb. Anyway, basically, it's just we're using a new part of our brain, okay? And that's kind of how it's kind of how it is, right? We're having to use a different part. We haven't did we gotta make new connections and stuff like that. There's a lot of things we have to learn, fundamentally as humans, right? And we gotta figure out how to move forward based off of those new findings, right? And it's interesting to see how us humans have responded to that, you know? Yeah, that's that. I mean, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to just talk about how I feel like black people need to We need to just stop complaining and start doing. Okay? I'm sick and tired of hearing other Black Americans complain about shit that they can fix themselves. Okay? I think that includes me. That I'm not like exempting myself from this. That includes me too. I'm just saying it is super easy as a Black American to complain about any and everything and not give any solutions whatsoever, right? And then if somebody does give a solution, all of a sudden, they're the bad guy, right? All of a sudden, they're getting called corny. They're getting called, you know, they're getting, you know, roasted. They're getting shit. Like, it's just, it's a cycle of self-deprecation. Cycle of self-hatred. And it needs to stop. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. I'm sick and tired of seeing it, honestly. I'm sick and tired of seeing it. It's annoying. Because I want to uplift people. I want to uplift my people. I want to uplift the people I care about. No matter the race, gender, whatever you identify as, I'm trying to uplift you. But that goes for transgender people too, as well. Like, you know, watch this get clipped out of context, and later on, like, coming years or whatever. But like, that goes for transgender people too, because like, there was this VTuber who was talking about it, and I agree with her. She was saying, like, of all the things to hate on her for, she posted a picture of her VTuber model, and she got canceled, quote unquote, for that. But she role played as good Hitler, right? Like, but they didn't get game canceled for that though, right? So it's interesting, but at the same time, but what I'm trying to say is that if you want to identify as transgender, that's your choice. I don't care. Okay, what I do care about is you being a piece of shit. Okay, you can't act like you are a endangered minority and then shit on the people that you're complaining to. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be accepted, but you're being dicks to everybody. Like, that's what it seems like. Like, people on Twitter, mainly on Twitter. It's not always everywhere, but mainly on Twitter and TikTok, they got they them. If they got they them in their fucking bio, it's like, I'll say 7 out of 10 times, they are toxic as absolute shit, and it's annoying to see. Okay, especially on Twitter. They're always in an argument. They're always fighting with somebody. They're always getting angry at some bullshit. They're always, you know, throwing around, you know, like, disrespectful names at people for no fucking reason. It's just, I feel like that's not a good way to introduce yourself as a new, quote unquote, gender. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. Like, that's not a good way to introduce yourself at all. And a lot of people, right, who are pushing against it, they probably, all they experienced was that same thing. Like they got the transgender stuff in their bio, and then the main interaction I get from them is toxicity and being told to kill myself. Like, come on. Like, seriously, come on. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, this is not okay. There's a lot of transgender people who are just chilling, enjoying their lives, and they're getting caught up in a crossfire because you Twitter idiots and you online 24/7 dumbasses decide that you want to just ruin people's day. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. That's just me ranting. It's dumb. I'm gonna get out of here. All right, that's all I got to say. I'm tired.
I'll see y'all later.
Love yourselves and love others, okay? Don't be disrespectful, okay? Like I used to say, treat others the way you want to be treated, but some people are masochistic and sadistic as fuck. So, like, basically, I don't know. Just love yourselves and love others, okay? Just show some love. Be kind. Stop being dicks, okay? Like, stop actually being dick. Because there's a difference between being, being doing satire. There's a difference between making jokes and actually being a dick. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, I'll see y'all later.